There's no sign of a let-up in tensions between North Korea and a southern neighbor. Pyongyang is warning foreign nationals in South Korea to consider evacuating because it says there's a risk of a nuclear war.
We urge all foreign nationals at institutes and companies, including tourists, to take evacuation measures out of Seoul and South Korea for their own safety.
Pyongyang says it does not want foreigners to get hurt in case of a war. In another development, North Korean workers of an industrial zone jointly run with the South are standing away from work. North Korea pulled out its workers yesterday, saying the move was in response to provocations by the United States and South Korea. Tensions heightened after the United States flew its B-2 nuclear bombers over the peninsula during the drills. Pyongyang, in response, threatened to attack the U.S. with preemptive nuclear attacks and enter a war with a southern neighbor. Ramin Mazari is actually in Seoul, and he joins us right now to tell us more about this. Ramin, it was interesting to see the EU's reaction, limited risk of war. We haven't seen conspicuous preparation in the north, and that situation on the ground in Pyongyang looks calm. What is your take on what's going on?
Well, as you said, there is no evidence of any sort of massive military buildup. I think that what this is the Western media especially misreading the situation and not understanding that this type of bluster is sometimes very normal. You know, this message that that foreigners should evacuate, this is somewhat significant. It's not a typical message. But we should look at really who is it aimed at. It's aimed at foreigners, namely the 40,000 U.S. troops here and their family. And the message is that if North Korea continues to be provoked, anything can happen. The reason for this is, of course, this massive mobilization of armed forces, of weapons, the U.S.'s decision to militarize the entire region, Japan, Singapore, getting involved. And it's really quite unfortunate that the conservative South Korean government is maintaining their so-called principled position, which is anti-diplomacy. The defense minister said recently that South Korea will not engage in dialogue with North Korea, and then lo and behold, today we have a statement of equal hostility. It's unfortunate because South Korea should be the cool head here because they will bear the brunt of any sort of war. But they are adding to the tensions, and they are making Obama's pivot to Asia much easier and perhaps much more violent.
And quickly, since you're mentioning South Korea to be the one that should back down, they're the ones that within range, I would think, based on analysts, that these short-range nuclear warheads or nuclear missiles can reach South Korea instead of the U.S. mainland. So are we going to see any signs of diplomatic push by the South? Have you seen any?
Well, that's an excellent point, Kaveh, one that we should keep making. Their missile range is not the U.S. mainland. It's not even Hawaii. It was shocking that David Cameron said recently that North Korean missiles can reach the U.K. This is all part of overblowing, overhyping, and demonizing North Korea to benefit the United States militarization. It's really, really quite shocking, and that's really something that we really have to keep focusing on over and over. North Korea is not this enormous threat. This is one of the least developed, poorest nations, and they're three nuclear bombs that they are thought to have half the power of the first bombs dropped in World War II. The West, the United, EU, the U.S. is really overblowing this situation, many people believe. Many people here are not worried with good reason. The West is because of the Western media and Western governments overhyping it.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you so much. From Seoul, Ramin Mazari talking to us.